Their hearts never gave away their resilient little star, and these few remarkable people came back to tell the truth. These evil agendas were opposed by our extraterrestrial allies, the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Andromeda Council, the Council of Five and others, forming the Alliance. Straight after the 1955's agreements between the MJ-12 and the Nebu, these benevolent groups secretly started a collaboration with a branch of the U.S. Navy, and other positive administrations all over the planet. Commander Valthor, a Talvinusian and friend of President Dwight Eisenhower, took part in the creation of this technological and military secret collaboration, known nowadays as the Victorious Earth Alliance, whose space fleet is named Solar Warden. As the Great Awakening of humanity was being hijacked, the Nebu executed their Black Goo agenda in partnership with the Deep State Cabal, the CIA, the Chigurh Empire, and the Nazi Dark Fleet, building the foundation of a dark alliance to control an enslaved world. Fear was constantly broadcast into the minds of humans via mainstream media, corporate manipulation, social division, cultural distractions, and outright lies from compromised government officials. This led to the darkest of their evil plans, the enslavement of humanity on Earth of their own free will, because they could not force them. It had to be done by manipulating the human's own free will, because the dark actors cannot force them pursuant to a universal law that even the negative beings must abide. Unfortunately, many humans have willingly complied. They obediently downloaded the dark programs, knelt and bent in fearful submission, and have taken the engineered and potentially lethal injection, because they had been conditioned to do so for millennia. Until one day, the lions awakened and freed the herd. One day, because hope was resilient beyond all odds, a resolute minority of awakened humans tipped the balance of light over the dark shadows. The light of dawn shone at the horizon, casting the shadows away. Tears dried in the warm sunlight, rising after a horrendous long stormy night. We made it to the sunrise because many people never lost hope. We are immensely grateful to the Earth Alliance and all the other brave galactic warriors who fought for the liberation of this star system, but without the adamantine resilience of humanity to believe in themselves, and to keep hope in their hearts, this victory would have never happened. The evil ones underestimated humanity's resilience. The code of the AI matrix was cracked. The Greys left, chased, defeated and cast away, but they left us with a toxic package, the agonizing black goo. Yes, you read it well, it is agonizing. Now, the only thing that maintains alive this AI matrix carrying all these altered programs, is the people still plugged into it. As long as they are feeding the black goo program, this poisonous parting gift will continue to maintain and empower the underlying AI program. It will keep on existing as long as we won't be brave enough to let go of the sweet and sour illusions. We must be brave enough to recognize it and let it go. Positive entities working for our greater good always end up with a message that provides solutions and empowering tools. Here is what the Nine gave me regarding the black goo issue: truth dissolves illusion. This black goo is very easy to annihilate. The ones who created it are gone. It is now disconnected from the gray hive and just abandoned here. They gave me the knowing that it is very simple to dismantle this goo, this scattering matrix carrying dying AI programs and feeding of your dreams and of your fears. You just have to find the truth in your heart by shutting down the noise and meeting within, with who you truly are. The black goo, AI as I was shown by the Nine. You just need to shine the light of your soul, share the love it holds, speak and spread the truth, and this dark goo will simply disintegrate, with all the dying programs in it. Stand up, don't kneel anymore in front of idols, you don't need them, they won't save you. Stand up and find instead the divinity in you. Don't be the victim anymore, be the victor. In the peaceful center of your being, radiate love, high frequency, positivity, and truth. And don't forget, the fuel of all victories in this universe is hope. No victory ever happened without the element of hope in the process. If you give up from the start, you will never win the battle. If your sword strikes without conviction, you will never defeat your enemy. Hope is the fuel for victory. Humanity is beautiful. You've come so far. You've endured so much only to be here, now, on this planet, to be part of this amazing chain of events that started many years ago with the awakening of the magnificent human races of Terra. May I say, it is a privilege and a profound honor to be incarnated in these historical times on Earth. So how will you employ the time that you have? Myself, I am going to keep spreading the truth and I hope you do the same. Do not consent to feed the dark dying matrix any longer. Embrace the courage to let go of the illusions you have been fed. Be thankful for the lessons it has provided because it is only in peace that chains are truly broken. There is no guilt in recognizing that we've made mistakes because we were fooled or misinformed. Give yourself a forgiving hug. Cry if you need to, but always laugh in the end. Mistakes are teachers, they show us where the wounds are that need to be healed. And sometimes, mistakes hide unexpected gifts. We truly do let go of something we do not need anymore, only if we find peace within ourselves. And when we heal ourselves with love, and we finally find this peace, and this power, we become invincible. Truth will dissolve the goo illusion. Not what you hear from outside told by strangers as being their truth. No, not that. I am talking about the real truth, the state of being that is called truth, and this dwells within your heart. The awareness of being an almighty, sovereign, highly intelligent being. That is the truth that dissolves the illusion. When we let go, we find peace within ourselves. When we heal ourselves with love and we finally find this peace and this power, we as humans become invincible. Two may have been plugged into that dark goo for far too long. It is time we let it go. You have an active part to play in the greatest challenge of all time, the liberation of humanity on Terra, and you have one last pivotal thing that you must do: disconnect from the goo. Unplug. Thorhan explains, November 9, 2021, 1:30 a.m. During the night of November 9, 2021, Thorhan made contact with me. As usual, I was awakened by a static buzzing in my communicator device. After a minute or two, I heard the click and the familiar background echo. Then I heard his voice, soft and firm. As Thorhan started speaking, I got up and quickly grabbed a pen and a paper to transcribe our conversation. Terra has entered a probation period to join membership with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. This is not limited in time, but the sooner the better. It was also decided that the Intergalactic Confederation will be leading the operations of civilian contacts by increasing slowly the sightings of their ships in Terra's skies, in a very organized way, following a plan. This will be a progressive contact aimed at increasing the awareness of civilians concerning the existence and the presence of other galactic cultures. Parallel to this, the Earth Alliance will speed up the disclosure of all of their technologies. And when the time is right, the two will be one and the future will be the present. You understand now why the presence of William Shatner on Ganymede was important? It ought to be Gene Roddenberry, as they promised him that he would meet the Nine on the other side of the bridge one day, but the timelines warped a little and he missed the rendezvous. So William Shatner was the best second choice, symbolically representing the crossing of the bridge. It needed to be someone who had stepped on both ends of the time bridge. Shatner had a contact experience with the Nine, relayed to him by emissaries from the Intergalactic Confederation. A communication just as short as yours, but intense for the receiver. A time bubble communication, will he remember this? Mostly. Emotionally. Did the Nine also tell Gene Roddenberry about the Galactic Federation and the races involved in this conflict? I asked Thorhan. Or did he learn it from somewhere else? Because clearly, the Klingons are a humorous allusion to the Chakka, the Borg are the Greys, and even the Tal Shiar is in Star Trek. Good that you ask. No, it wasn't the Nine who told him all these specific details. Gene Roddenberry was briefed by ground personnel from the Galactic Federation of Worlds who worked secretly with the U.S. Navy. He was invited to be part of the greater plan for anchoring back the true timeline that was supposed to happen via cinematographic disclosure. I kind of guessed that. What are the Nine to the Intergalactic Confederation? How do they relate to them and interact? The Intergalactic Confederation relates to them as guides and elders, the wise ones at the equilibrium point between order and chaos, not as their superiors. Remember, no one is superior to another, it is only about differences of origins, nature, energy, frequency, or attribution. But you said, guide? The more experienced ones guide the less experienced ones, Thorhan continued. Ardeana, for instance, has the responsibility of military high commander of a mothership. It is her rank in her work, not her classification as a person. I address her with respect but not with submission, for we are equal beings performing different jobs. A leader does not take the power away from his soldiers. To the contrary, he empowers them. Well, it is similar for the Nine in the Intergalactic Confederation. The Creator is nothing without his creation. The Intergalactic Confederation honors the wisdom and the clairvoyance of the Nine, but does not put the Nine above them. The Nine are not above anyone, for they live in the uncreated void where there is no constructed hierarchy of any sort. Humanity of Earth must understand that this is how one behaves when one stops kneeling. Respect, not submission. Individual sovereignty and mutual respect are the signs of an evolved civilization, a civilization that is going to survive and prosper in peace. Huge difference, I concluded. Crucial even. I long to see this blessed day when humans of Terra will reach this point of balance in their evolution. Balance is where the power is. This is what the Galactic Federation of Worlds is fighting for. When we find balance, we find our power. The Nine live at the exact point of equilibrium of all things. We have this same point of balance in each of us. Sometimes, we need to fight our own fights to find it. U.S. Army Personnel's Testimony, November 23, 2021. Dr. Michael Salah delivered an explosive surprise to the field of disclosure on November 23, 2021 with the testimony of J.P., a U.S. Army soldier who bravely testified to confirm the recent events on Ganymede. J.P. revealed that military contingents of soldiers from Earth had been sent on a mission to Jupiter's moon Ganymede, in order to meet with a newly arrived group of positive extraterrestrials. Dr. Salah has known J.P. for many years and he has mentioned him several times in his books. On a recorded phone call, J.P. discussed with Dr. Salah the secret missions he had been sent on Earth's moon and on Jupiter's moon Ganymede. Taking part in an international space coalition mission, J.P. met with various types of positive extraterrestrials on Ganymede. J.P. describes with an intense emotion his encounters with an important, newly arrived group coming from other galaxies, who were far more advanced spiritually and possessed a much higher technology. J.P., along with some of his fellow soldiers, had contact with these new extraterrestrials and said it was a life-changing experience. When J.P. described the impact on his consciousness when meeting with these beings, it matched 100% the experience that I had with the representatives of the Intergalactic Confederation. He was surely talking about the same beings. You know, emotion doesn't lie. You can't fake the frequency of an emotion. While I listened to JP narrating his story, tears swelled in my eyes. His emotions, when he spoke about his encounters, were similar to my own. What apparently impressed JP was how similar these people were to us. These extraterrestrials were people like us with similar personal stories, and they spoke the same way about their homes and families as we do. How wonderful it was for me to hear this from another experiencer. What genuinely drew my tears was when JP spoke about flying near Jupiter. He expressed beautifully the emotions I've always felt each time I fly by the gas giant in Thorhan's ship. The awe that is experienced when the stormy giant, powerful and radiant, appears in the window or on screen is beyond words. All sounds dry in your throat when your whole being is energized by the power, the electromagnetic radiance, the imperial aura, the colors, and the indescribable beauty of the giant planet. The electromagnetic radiation is so strong, unfathomably powerful, that it almost burns your soul. It traverses you at light speed. It vibrates in your ears, in the core of your being, through your heart, your brain, power, and the presence of this giant planet, You can feel it is alive and that you are passing in the vicinity of a god in all his presence and majesty. Presence, incommensurate presence. Only those who truly lived this experience of passing near Jupiter, know, this power that breaks down ego to the most humble emotion. Approaching Jupiter, you embrace humility and a sense of eternity. What a gift was JP's testimony. You can read more in the article from Drive Michael Saller on exopolitics.org. U.S. Army soldier blows whistle on secret missions to Ganymede and the Moon. Exopolitics. When we experience tremendously beautiful and profound contacts, true links of the heart, with some of the star people, it is very hard to go back to Dark Ages Earth, and not being able to share with anyone who can understand us truly. The beauty, the emotion, the technology is unbelievable. The shock of the contrast when he come back on Earth is hurtful, as is the ignorance of people. I never share these emotional experiences because people simply cannot understand my frustration, unless they have been out there themselves. JP is right, silence hurts. He's been out there. He's felt all of that. I understand him. I want to share more about my feelings which I've always kept hidden away. It would help people to better understand the human side of it. Only disclosure can set our hearts free. I like Ganymede. It is quite representative of the future, as an interspecies cosmopolitan new galactic society. I've only been to the Jinvu facility twice and also twice on a ship in orbit, on Ganymede. But I can say that it is a planet with mountains, valleys and oceans, from what I could see quickly, flying over it. It is very crowded there, many constructions are outcropping with different architectural styles but more, way much more of it resides underground, as part of different groups of people and various organizations. The days on Ganymede are very bright. The sunlight is sharp with blue and golden tones. The nights are never completely dark because of the nearby presence of Jupiter. The luminous giant, with his magnetic presence, overpowers his subjects and his harem of 80 queens gravitating around him in a power bond. He is always there, you can feel him without even looking at him. Under the storms and the pressurized oceans of liquid metal, Jupiter's deep core reaches levels of density flirting with the possibility to become a vortex in the space-time continuum. The atomic equilibrium of the giant planet was stabilized a long time ago by the star people, in order to allow our star system to withstand life. Otherwise, it would have grown into a second star. Of all the planets I visited in this system, Jupiter is the most fascinating to me. Actually, I have been under his raging storms a couple of times already, to visit the huge floating Ashtar facility with Thorhan, and I know there are a tremendous lot of other floating cities in the Jovian atmosphere, belonging to different positive galactic organizations. Traveling under the clouds is mesmerizing, frighteningly dramatic. As you approach, even in the safe and protected cockpit of a ship made with the finest technology, you can sense Jupiter's magnetic field vibrating through your own soul. If you can attune with the magnetic field, you can actually hear a low-frequency sound inside of your ears. Under the blanket of clouds, the distant sunlight magnificently plays in dancing rays, as the clouds move very fast and in some places, in a chaotic way. Clouds appear mostly smoky gray, red, brown, to even black. I don't know if it is due to different gas compositions or levels of condensation. And suddenly, behind a drifting cloud, appears one of these huge hovering cities, in perfect stillness in the middle of the storms. They appear as elegant islands of technology floating within a primordial elemental chaos. All facilities on Jupiter are stationed in the upper atmosphere, because the deeper you travel down, the more the pressure increases. Gases become liquid, in conditions that are even unknown to Earth. The atoms of the gases in the atmosphere are compressed to a level that changes them into a liquid state and deeper down, approaching the planet's core, liquid becomes solid, and a fifth element is born, a fuzzy atomic state of matter, a strange matrix which nature is at the edge of the stuff portals are made of. This core was stabilized by our galactic friends long ago. All of this creates the particularity of Jupiter's electromagnetic field. Penetrating the bioelectric sphere of a planet like Jupiter is affecting more than just the visitor's physical aspect. It also affects the soul, because you are entering a planetary consciousness and you are tuned to it. There is a resonance that occurs and an adjustment we can perceive, in a different magnitude regarding to our own personal sensitivity, which is a different experience for everyone. But basically, yes, you feel something, and with Jupiter, the word power imposes itself to your mind, and beauty. Once the imperial grace of Jupiter brushes your soul, you will never be the same again. Leaving the boundaries of Earth and its motherly biomagnetic sphere changes everyone who undergoes this type of journey. The adventure that lays ahead of us as a species is a journey beyond the safe comfort of our planetary womb. It is a new birth for humanity of Earth, as we become a spacefaring galactic culture. Eden. November 26, 2021. It was one of these unforgettable moments in a lifetime, when I spent a night in Eden. The biodomes sustaining life for the traveling star people are commonly referred to as Eden by some of them. They are natural environments re-engineered within the safe structure of a hermetic dome, archiving a DNA library of their home world's flora and fauna. Visiting such places, be it an on-planetary colony or on board a mothership, is a memorable wonderment. On November 26, 2021, I was invited physically on board the battle station where Thor Han is assigned, named the Excelsior by the Solar Warden Earth personnel, and which is in orbit of Earth. In other words, I was physically beamed up. "Come," he said to me, "I have something to show you." As always when he says this, I know I am going to remember the next minutes or hours for the rest of my life. Well, it didn't fail my expectations this time as well. Thor Han took me to an Eden that night, in a biosphere within a biosphere, in the gardens area of the mothership where he lives and works. When I was first brought onto the mothership, Thor Han was waiting to welcome me. I followed him to a smaller teleport pad from where we transferred into this beautiful place, the Eden biodome. It was nighttime in the local biocycle, so the first thing I saw were the colorful fluorescent lights emitting from the plants. The atmosphere was bathed in a dark indigo twilight and the air was saturated with powerful perfumes. These were strange new scents to me, which I was experiencing for the first time. You know how our brain automatically works at identifying everything new to try to match its database? Well, there, it couldn't. The program was running rogue and I needed to disconnect my brain from my senses and everything I knew before. It is not an easy thing to do at all, as you need to fight the natural program in your brain that tries to analyze everything that the nose's sensory receptors report to the neural structure. Artistic rendering of one of the phosphorescent flowers and the Pegasus Galaxy 7331, home of the Alteens. I am starting to get used to do this regularly, when I am taken into a new environment for the first time, although I still struggle. This decor, with the luminescent vegetation, seemed nonetheless familiar to me and I couldn't at first understand why. We walked in an alley paved with small, pale pink tiles. Surrounding us, the luxurious exotic flora was glowing with fluorescence in the dusk, so delicately, so beautifully. The fluorescence wasn't coming from the vegetal flesh of the leaves, stems and petals, but instead from the sap itself, that was glowing in the dark. In the sweet indigo twilight, I could see the fluorescence running through the veins of the plants and fringing shapes in a shimmering, multicolored, tiny glowing pearls of stardust. Luminescent pollens floated here and there, dancing and twirling gently in the slight breeze lifted by the moves of our bodies. The dance of the luminescent pollens around us and the symphony of perfumes was delightful and intoxicating. Thor Han smiled. "This is a gift," he said. "The Dew, the Intergalactic Confederation, gave it to us. It comes from Imria. These plants, that were given to us, are here to be hybridized with the Terran flora, in order to be able to thrive in the environment of this planet. They already have been genetically prepared not to be invasive. They carry great medicine. When the Intergalactic Confederation will make open contact with the Terran civilians, These will be part of the gifts they will bring with them, as a sign of peaceful cooperation. I longed for this day. And I came for this day. I chose this mission to experience all the human endeavors and from the depth of the night, bring them light and fuel their hearts with hope. I came here to tell them to never give up the fight, because it is really worth it. Messages from the Nine. When I came back from my trip to the mothership, I sat for an instant in order to readjust my frequencies and wait for the spin in my head to go. Well, the spin didn't go straight away and instead, I was gently pushed backward towards the bed by a beautiful presence, inviting me to lie down and release all the tensions in my body. I instantly recognized this energy. This was another node from the time bubble of the Nine. Did the extraterrestrial pollen from another galaxy, that I intemperately inhaled, facilitated this connection? Possibly. The spin grew faster into a vortex and my consciousness suddenly expanded in a blast of particles. The information unlocked and was delivered. In these intersections between universes, where the white noise of the void fills the empty spaces, I am nowhere, I am no when, I am. The knowledge expanded within my being as the information was unlocked. The universe, in its multi-layered creation, is a living conscious entity. It breathes in cycles, it experiences, it learns and grows. Yet, the universe is contained in each living creation, and all living creation is limitless. Every living being, whatever their nature or species, is a sentient cell of the universe. This great body, in the need of experiencing, will allow some of its cells to become diseased for a while, in order for other cells to develop fighting skills, discover their strength. And how powerful is a unified body? Diseases and cures, wars and peace. A creations of the conscious universe on purpose. Some cultures will grow to be destructive and behave like a disease spreading throughout star systems and galaxies, in order to trigger the awakening of a greater number of other cultures, which will find their full potential once confronted to threat. The Nebu played this role in your galaxy and the universe watched them contaminating other parts of the body, for a very specific reason. Though, the Nebu are children of Source as well, as everyone else is. We, the Nine Elders of Light, never intended to interfere in the great awakening of the humans of Terra to their true potential. We watched them standing up for their freedom and sovereignty, and if the aggressives hadn't come to play their role, would have the Terrans found who they truly are? It never was about obliterating your memory, but about challenging you to remember, for it reactivates all your cells, it unlocks the power nodes in your DNA and sets the inner dragon free, flying through the open vortex. No matter how long you were kept in bondage, no matter how much you were abused, how bitter were your tears, you are still alive. You are immortal. Because the human soul is not just a bird, it is a phoenix. You need to see from the highest perspective. There are no gods, no goddesses, no lords, no masters. There is no linearity in the void. There is only consciousness, inhabiting multiple experiences. From a broader vision, we are one. Source is a divinity only in the eyes of those who forgot what Source is. Source is only Source. Source is not to be worshipped, but acknowledged as a component of everything that is. We made contact again, for we can now better explain to you who we truly are. Human species on this planet is accessing a higher level of consciousness, reaching a new state of awareness in their evolution. We may now be better understood in our true nature. Understanding who we are unlocks to you the awareness of our whole knowledge, that becomes yours. You are starting to acknowledge the holographic structure of the universe. You were conditioned to believe that a hologram is an illusion. Despite it is real physics and the contrary of an illusion, it binds the fabric of reality in a coherent matrix. Crushing down and enslaving a society works by suppressing the access to knowledge, and even the awareness that knowledge even exists. The only way to lift a society in consciousness and to economical abundance, is by the base, education. Knowledge is power. And it starts by the knowledge of yourselves, who you are and what you can do. Your thoughts are your actions. Universe has three fundamental dynamic forces, and their counterparts. Creation balance resonance. Destruction chaos dissonance. We are the nine principles that compose, as one, the universe, and we stand in the singularity node of exactitude, between creation and destruction.